اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
At the time of Zuhur, what is his first action? What he will do when he reappear at the time of Zuhur? Who can answer this question? Just his khair. But what he will do, inshallah, at the time of Zuhur?
Justice.
He will spread unity. Yeah, that's very important. That's good. Yeah, inshallah. Inshallah. He will pray two rakat between Maqam and Kaaba. And ladies can answer this question. Nobody can answer this question. Go to Ziyarat Imam Hussain alayhi salam. He can go. No, it's not need to wait until that time. Okay, say alayhi salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. According to groups of hadiths, narrations, the first action of the Imam is, let me before answer this question, read this famous hadith. All of you know this hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ala. In different times, read this hadith. Inni tarikun fikum al-thiqlain, kitab Allah wa itrati. Those things, kitab Allah and Ahlul Bayt, actually, Rasulullah lived for us. We can translate this hadith in different actually meaning. The first one is, until Qiyamah, until the Day of Judgment, the book will be between us, between among the nations. And as the book will be between nations, so the one of the Ahl Bayt also have to be alive at that time. Because Rasulullah said, "Inni tarikun fikum al-siqlain kitab Allah wa itrati." Nobody can separate between book, between Quran and Ahlul Bayt. So as long as Quran is between nation is here, so the one of Ahlul Bayt should be alive. The another things, the success of any nation needs to three conditions. First, qualified constitution, good rule. Second, a good person, a qualified person to run the country, to implement this rule, this constitution, this Allah's constitution. As the constitution is ma'sum, so a person who wants to implement this constitution has to be ma'sum. But those things are not enough, because at the time of Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad najil faraja, the Allah's constitution, it means the Quran, and the one of Ahl Bayt, the person who is ma'sum, who wants to implement this constitution, was alive. But the hukumat of Amir al-Mu'minin, the government of Amir al-Mu'minin, only for 5 years, people benefited from the government of Amir al-Mu'minin. So there is something missed here, something more need for actually success of government of Imam Zaman alayhi salam. What is that one? Who can answer this question? Three conditions needs to establish a qualified country. qualified community, qualified society. First, qualified constitution. The second one, qualified person who can implement this constitution. The third one, MashaAllah, Brother Abbas, give him a candle or something like that. Qualified person, qualified followers. That's the problem. That's the first action which Imam alayhi salam will do, inshallah, after he reappear. We have a hadith, إِذَا قَامَ عليه السلام, when Imam عليه السلام come, وَذَعَ يَدَهُ عَلَى رُؤُوسِ الْإِبَادِ وَجَّمَعَ أُغُولَهُمْ وَأَكْمَلَ أَحْلَامَهُمْ. When Imam come, when Imam reappear, he will put his hand upon the head of people. It means that, was indicate that when Imam come, the words and the mind of people will be grow up. That's the first action Imam inshallah will do. So that will clear this hadith, our duty at the time of occultation of Imam. We have to educate qualified people. That's the first duty of all of us in all of society, in all of Muslim society, in all of Shia community, to educate qualified people who will be able to support Imam, to help Imam, to be with Imam, to be a good follower for Imam alayhi salam. I think the time is finished. So wa salla ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.